Hello, hello, and welcome to the Paisley Penny Arcade. I am Mo. This is the Paisley Penny Arcade. It's all up in here, isn't it? And how you doing? How you doing? Hello. Today is Wednesday, the 10th of December already. Already the 10th of December, which means the year is almost through. Renee, how are you? Pamela, welcome to the chat room. What chat room sayest thou? Well, we have a chat room in the YouTube chat room place. How do you get there? You go to YouTube at the at sign Mo Abdelbaki. That's M-O. A-B-D-E-L-B-A-K-I, and you can come right to it, and you'll see me. That's me. And you can watch the show live, or you can watch it later. How are you? And you can in what? Enroll in the chat? No, you can involve yourself in the chat if you so wish, because I'm here, and I'm alive. Now, if you're watching in the future, who knows how long? maybe I won't be alive anymore, but for now I am. Those of you listening on the radio, on 1-2 Radio Live, welcome! If you're listening in the future, well, then you know the past, and that's pretty cool. So how are you doing? I hope you had a nice week. My week was okay. Uneventful. I like uneventful. I'm a fan of uneventful. I like some events, but I don't like a whole lot of eventful, like with problems and, you know, things that are going like, oh my God, you know. And life. So last week, I talked about the small cards and the astrology in tarot. So this week we're going to continue that and just finish up the subject and talk about astrology in tarot, which I think is fascinating. Now, I'm also going to talk a bit about what's this for. It's not just academic, although it is pretty academic when you stop and talk about it, but it's not just academic. If it's not usable, then what good is it? I'm not just a guy who collects useless. I am a guy who collects useless information. In my college days, I participated in trivia bowls and did pretty darn well, as a matter of fact. I have that kind of brain that is like, I'm not going to tell you what I likened it to, but I could gather information, and that information would be in my head, and my head would be full of that information. And so they'd ask the question, and I knew immediately whether or not I knew the answer. I didn't know the answer immediately, but I knew whether or not I knew it. And then I could just reach in and grab it and say it. Indeed. And it was a lot of fun. A lot of fun. I actually, with a friend of mine, whom I still see on Facebook nowadays, we ran the LSU, first LSU, Louisiana State University, trivia bowl, which was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. What is this on my desk? I have to pull it out here. And 'tis the season. Don't you think everyone should have the jingle bells? I think they should, yes. When I'm in the mood, and I am in the mood, I jingle the bells. I do. Boy, I got to tell you, just for a second here, off topic completely, but wow, I learned something day before yesterday. It was just one of those kismet things where fate drops this piece of information onto you in such a way that you just go, oh my goodness. And there it was, something I'd never known before. And I'm not going to talk about it other than to say, holy smokes. And I'm going to write about it in my Power Peak this week. So it'll be on Mark's Power Peak, which comes out on Saturday nights. If you're not getting Mark's Power Peak, well, why not? It's free. doesn't cost you a single penny, not one single penny, and you should be getting it. It's a fantastic, it's got C.A. Brooks, who writes about the entire week astrologically. It's got a weekly article by me. Last week's, I was just in a grumbly mood. I was just like, rah, 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 rah. I don't even remember what I wrote about, other than that I was in a just a crummy mood, and it came out that way. So that's all right. I was writing, writing about, why aren't things the way they used to be? You know, where are people? Why aren't they? You know, it was like that sort of thing. And then that sort of thing happens. But I write about what's on my mind. It's called Atomos Mind, which used to be the name of this show. And then I took a hiatus. And when I came back, I changed the name of the show. And it was called the Paisley Penny Arcade, because in the beginning, that was Theater of the Mind. And you'd come in and I'd do these very strange little things. Like I had the House of Mirrors, which was you'd put a penny in and you would say something and it would repeat itself over and over and over again. And it was just a strange idea, but I loved it. And I had a lot of fun with it. I had a lighthouse that would just blare this foghorn. It was pretty nuts. Maybe one of these days I'll pull out some of those things I did and play them, and we can sit here and go, what was he thinking? Yeah. I actually have had people, you know, are you well? Or are you well? Yeah. They actually ask questions like that of me. Are you well? So, but this thing I'm going to write about, I think you'll love it. So if you do get the Power Peak, then it's up to you. But I was so turned on by this factoid, it just absolutely made my day. And I thought, that is what I'm writing about. It was Monday I saw that. And it's very rare that I get an idea for the Power Peak, which comes out on Saturday, right? And I'm usually writing Saturday afternoon, and I probably will be writing Saturday afternoon. But it's usually very rare that I get the idea that early. And I'm just putting together thoughts. Me, 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 me. Oh, yeah, you know. Anyway, so what a story this is. What a story. I love it. I think that you'll love it. I know I do. So anyway, so on to the idea. Now, what good is it's therapeutic to grumble occasionally, Mo. Well, yes, Pamela, it certainly is. And I do so. Especially driving, you know, where the grumbling takes interesting forms. I try not to swear too much. I've tempered my mouth a bit. I don't anymore as much as I used to. My dad swore, but he swore in Arabic. So a lot of the things that we heard, you know, we understood what he was saying, but they were different. They weren't like the things that you would hear in a movie with a bunch of angry sailors, unless they were Arabian or Egyptian, you know. But it was very different, and he loved it. He loved to use the language, and he'd say things that now I realize he should not have been saying, but he realized that we didn't know what he was saying exactly. So we all grew up, and I don't know if my brothers are as mouthy as I am, but there's a certain, and I don't do it anymore. I've tried to stop. I told a story before, but I'm not going to tell it now, but I did something that kind of embarrassed me. And I realized, no, not good. Not a good thing to do. So anyway, with Tarot, some of these astrological things are good to know for some very simple reasons. One of these days, I'm going to get around to teaching a way of reading the cards known as the opening of the key. It's overkill on any reading. It's just overkill. It's a five 5-step reading. It was taught by the Golden Dawn, probably taught before that, and probably taught by other organizations as well. The first time I learned it was in the old man's book, The Book of Thoth, which was taken from the Equinox, which I have gotten. It's a really thorough way of reading the cards. And it's worth learning because it's so incredibly thorough. It's just as thorough as it can be. But as I said, the whole point is you ask a question and you go through 5 different spreads. And it's just like, oh my God, you very rarely, I've done it, I've gone through all 5, and you do, you in the beginning, you kind of learn it. Do I have my, no, I have not my, it's on a shelf somewhere, and I'm just not going to get up and go do that. Just not going to do that. So, but it's a very interesting, and it teaches you, by the time you're done learning it and going through it a few dozen times, you're pretty good. You're reading. And that was the whole point of it, was to teach you how to read as thoroughly as possible. And one of the things that you had to do was you had to be able to find your querent, the person asking the query. So one thing that you have to say, okay, well, who's the person? And usually you do that by personality. You say, okay, I know who someone is pretty well. So someone might come in with grumpy old man. Who's that grumpy old man? That grumpy old man, who is that guy? He might be the Knight of Wands. He's kind of grumpy. But then he gets over it real fast. That would be a Knight of Wands sort of thing. Or some guy who's just all about money, 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 money. That might be a Knight of Discs. Might be. Doesn't have to be. But it might be. So you kind of think about that, or you might do it by astrology. You say, so, hey, feller, well, what's your birthday? You know, what is your birthday? And he says, okay, I'm a Virgo. Well, there's a lot of different ways you can do that. It doesn't have to be the Hermit, which is Virgo. We'll talk about that today. You might pick a Virgo card, or if someone says, my birthday is here or there. Well, you can baby that person. You can go to one of these things that I've talked to you about. You can go to one of these essential meanings of the cards. Or if you have looked at their chart and you notice, let's say they have the moon in Libra, you can say, oh, well, I know the card for the moon in Libra. That card for the moon in Libra is the 2 of Swords, peace. And you say, yeah, but this person's not a very peaceful person. But if they are fairly, you say, okay, I'm going to use that card to represent them. There's so, and so when you're doing the cards, as many different tactics as you have to do this, the better off you are. So why wouldn't you do that? Why wouldn't you know as, and you don't have to memorize this. It's just that after you use it for a while, you get to know it. You do. You get to kind of get a feel for what you're doing. You say, oh, I get that, you know. That works pretty well. So if you know someone who's a constant worry wart, worry wart, worry wart, worry wart, you know, you might use the card worry, right? So you say, okay, worry. you know, and that's easy to do. You say, friend, well, the 5 of Discs, worry. Or if you know someone who's been through a lot of trouble, you might say, okay, let's go with the five of wands, you know, strife. And you say, okay, that's what I'm going to use. And so you can go either with the name of the card, or you can take the, you know, whatever it is you want to do. And so, but you can take a feel, or you can go with royalty. Okay. Now, today I'm going to give you some astrological things. I've made some notes to make sure I don't just babble on, or like the city. or the country, and make sure that I do tell you everything I want to tell you, because, you know, I can just yip, 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 and forget what I'm supposed to be talking about. But there are some things I absolutely want to make sure I get across today. And it'll help you if you kind of use these things. It should help you along. So let's begin with the concept of the royalty, because that's where we kind of, or is that what I want to start with? No. That's not what you see. Let's start with the obvious signs of the zodiac, because the major arcana, actually everything is spoken for in the major. So we have the 12 signs of the zodiac. So you can actually do readings, astrological readings, with cards. And you can, and I do this when I'm doing a chart. I'll look at a chart and I'll just think to myself, okay, this person has this and this and this and this. And I always automatically, can't help it, it just happens. I think to myself, well, this person has this and this and this and this. So Aries, the first sign of the zodiac, of the natural zodiac, is the Emperor. Ta-da, it's easy. We start there. Taurus is the Hierophant. Okay, there it is. Gemini, that's the Lover's card. And it's easy. There's two of them. They come together. In my Lover's card, I chose Marie and Pierre Curie, because I think the Lovers are important. And I think that they come together and they can do something very powerful. And the Curies did quite a bit. You know, they did quite a bit. And Marie Curie, did you know that she is actually buried in lead, essentially, in a lead case? Her coffin is encased in lead because she was so radioactive when she died that they had to do that. And to this day, it still emits radioactivity. Yeah, because of the work she did. Yeah, interesting. But she was a Lover. And so her husband adored her, and she was, we should read about Marie Curie. Fascinating. Won the Nobel Peace Prize. Ha ha ha. So did her daughter, Sophie. Sophie or Sophia, anyway. Her daughter won it too. Shut up. Okay, so Cancer is the Chariot. Now, why is that? In old astrology, the Chariot was the mother, and somehow they've turned that into the father, and I still don't understand that, and it doesn't make a lick of sense to me, because Chariot was always the mother. It was always the mother in the old, because the mother in the Chariot represents the womb. Yes. The father is Capricorn. Yes, yes. Well, we'll get to that later. So that's quickly, that's that. The Leo. Yep, the Leo is the strength card, or Crowleyites, the lust card. Yes, so it is. And in my deck, it's also lust or power. No, whatever I made it. It doesn't matter. Strength, power, it's the lion, you know, and the angel, that's from Samson, Daniel in the lion's den, holding the mouths of the lions shut so that they can't eat. Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Great song, by the way. The Virgo. Virgo is the hermit. Libra is justice, I believe it is, or adjustment. Scorpio is death. You always have to calm people down. No, calm down doesn't mean, you know, that sort of thing. And everyone will always say, yeah, I know, it's the end of something, right? You know, that sort of thing. Sagittarius is temperance or temperance or art. What is the art they're talking about? Alchemy. Temperance. What does temperance mean? Does it mean don't drink the moonshine? I just happen to have a glass of the stuff, a mug of the stuff right here. No, that's water. I'm kidding. It's actually the temperance of being able to temper metal, which is allegorical for lots of other things, you see. So that's the temperance card or the art card. Capricorn, the devil. Yeah, you shouldn't fear that card. Back in the day when they invented these cards and named them what they named them, the devil was ambition. Yes, drive, worldly possessions, worldly things. So that was the name of that proverbial tune, you see. Yes, indeed. Aquarius, when the moon is in the seventh house, that, of course, is the star. Pisces is the moon. What? That doesn't make any sense. It actually does, but let's not get into that today. The moon card. The moon card is Pisces. So, that's the 12 signs. Those are the 12 cards that rule them. So, right away, you can start putting things, and you can do a spread. I once wrote a book and illustrated it profusely. I had Corel Draw once upon a time. I actually spent the money on it and all that. And then, of course, everything changed, and, you know, it became horribly expensive. Now you have to buy things by the month, which confounds me. I don't really comprehend what that's about. Oh, my God, I just did something to my eye. You get old, your eyes get dry, you know, they turn inside out, and your eyeballs start doing weird things, and you have to blink a lot, and doctors say things like, do they itch, or do they hurt more? You say, I don't know. What type of question is that to ask me? Do they itch or hurt more? You know, well, I guess they itch a little bit more. I don't have any. Jeez Louise. So you could lay it out. You can lay out, you know, and then you can start, you know, you can look at it as a chart. So we did that. So now let's talk about the planets. Yeah, the planets. The sun is the sun card. Let's make it easy on ourselves, shall we? And the moon is the priestess. That's not bad. You know, the priestess. Why? Because, well, the priestess is, there are a lot of reasons. The priestess is a very complicated card. Very complicated. Always has been, always will be, because everyone likes to complicate it. But the point is that the priestess is the moon. Venus, the empress. Okay? So it goes. Mercury, the magician, or the magus. Okay? Earth, our planet, can be either the world, or in the Crowley deck, it is the universe. Now, it shares that distinction with Saturn. Saturn is also the universe card, or the world card. Okay? No big deal. It's not that big a deal. Nothing to get upset about. Okay? Earth. Mars is the tower, the blasted tower. That blasted tower. Jupiter, the wheel, fortune. Not so much wheel of fortune, although, you know, you know, that sort of thing can get you a lot of money, but not always. So, but it's the wheel, and there are a lot of reasons why it's that. I mentioned about the K in magic. I even forgot to write that down. Let's talk about that for a second. I'll try not to take too much time there. The idea about magic, magic is ! And Aleister Crowley, people make fun of his K in magic. There's magic, M-A-G-I-C, and that's like, pick a card, would you? Yeah, it's a regular deck of cards. I wouldn't lie to you. Well, not much anyway. You know, that sort of thing. And, you know, or I have coins in my hand, and I have no coins in this hand, and oh, wait a minute. There, you know, magic. And then there's magic with a K. And the reason it was called magic in the beginning was because that's how they spelled it, especially in Elizabethan times. And that's how John Dee spelled it. And John Dee was the court, he was the surgeon to Queen Elizabeth. And that doesn't mean he cut her up. It means that he took care of her, he was her doctor. And Edward Kelly and he were also dabbled in the mysteries. And they messed around with a lot of interesting things, including Enochian and magic with a K, because that's how they spelled it. And so when Mr. Crowley came along and he was thinking, I mean, he thought a lot. He was a brilliant man. But I don't like some of the things I'm seeing today about kind of emulating some things and deifying him more or less and so on and so forth. He was a heroin addict for a long time, and certainly there was a lot of promiscuity based in magic, and you don't, it's not necessary, but it, if you want to have fun, you know, till her daddy takes her T-Bird away. But there's more to it than that. There's more to it. And he knew it, but he was an iconoclastic guy tearing down the walls of the Victorian edifice, so to speak. And he loved that. He got into a lot of trouble. He went basically broke with lawsuits. It's a long story. Betty May, the Tiger Woman, blah, 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 blah. Not for today. So anyway, the K comes into being with Gematria, Mike Bucker, as it's known, and the K comes into Jupiter, specifically, and the wheel which turneth. And Jupiter, known in Hinduism as Jiva. Well, maybe not Hinduism, but the Jiva is the name that's often given to Jupiter because that means life giver, especially in Vedic astrology. So life giver, Jiva. And the key is that what Aleister Crowley was doing is he was likening the concept of the primordial ooze, the ooze. One day, millions of years ago, billions of years ago, there was this primordial ooze. Bubbling away. And suddenly, there was a crack of lightning. Zots. That came down and hit the ooze. And what happened? Life. That's what some scientists believe. And that life came from, it's included in his tarot deck, which I have here, but I'm not going to go through all the cards. On his wheel, there are 10 lightnings. I think it's 10. Maybe 18, I don't know. Life, right? I have to check that. No, not now. Later. There are these bolts of lightning. The word chai, right? Life. L'chaim, right? Love it. And that's the whole point, is that that's why there's a K. Because that represents, that lightning represents the life giver. And that is represented by Jupiter. Jupiter, Zeus, the lightning wielder. Hephaestus, give me another bolt. Thank you. Another bolt. Ooh, I destroyed with that one. Give me another bolt. And that is the key in many systems when it comes to understanding magic with a K, the creation of magic. So that's why it is differentiated from magic with a C only to magic with a K. Does that make sense? Does that make sense? That's why. So it's not foolishness. It's not stupidity. There is a reason for it, and it's a valid reason, and it's a very good reason. And now you know the rest of the tale. That's it. And it makes sense when you begin to understand that we're talking about a life-giving essence that's given by something divine. Now, you and I have that spark because we create children. And we have that spark. It's given to us. Make sense? But magic is different. And that's the key. And that's enough for now, because that's not what I'm talking about today. Okay? But an understanding of the principles of that, that's all we're talking about. Special K. Not ketamine, not the cereal, but something else. And enough for now. All right, where was I? Saturn. Saturn, like I said, is the world or the universe card. Okay? Now, Uranus. Say that carefully. Now, Uranus and Tarot predated that planet, that outer planet. But we have elemental cards, and one of those elemental cards is the Fool. So very nicely corresponding with the Fool, Uranus. Kind of the same thing, erratic sometimes. Earthquakes, sure. Startling, yes. Right? So you can go ahead and put Uranus with a Fool. Neptune, well, elementally speaking, water rules the Hanged Man. Neptune, king of the sea, right? So go ahead. Neptune can be the Hanged Man. A misunderstood card in many ways. So many ways. The Hangman, I was on CA's show yesterday, we talked about the Hangman. The Hangman, one of his attributes is that of a child in utero. The Hangman hangs in what? For all those months. Amniotic fluid. Fluid. He hangs in water. Well, it's not water, but you know what it is. Water. Right? Neptune. There you go. And, of course, Pluto, who is more than Mickey Mouse's dog and has now been downgraded to no longer a planet by people like, astronomers, I'm sorry. I still think he's okay as a planet. I learned him as a planet when I was 7 years old, and I still say yes. Planet, why not? You know? So for that, we can, boom, boom. Some people are going to use the Death card. It's up to you if you want to use the Death card for that, Scorpio. Or you can also use the Judgment card, right? Or what do they call that? The Last Judgment, or the Aeon, as Crowley called it, because it takes an eon for Jupiter to move from one side to the other, one sign to the other. So that's that. Now you know that. And that can be very helpful. You can say, okay. So if you have, let's say, so you know someone with the sun in Taurus, I have the sun in Taurus, then you can say, oh, he has the sun in the Hierophant. And you say, okay, he's got that. And he's got the Magus in Hierophant. And the Magus in the sun in Hierophant, which I do. So you say, okay. Or do I have, that's in Vedic. In let's see, I think I've got in Western, because I don't know my Western chart anymore. It's been so very long. I've got the Lovers in I've got the Magician Lovers, something like that. And then you say, oh, no wonder he's so weird. You know, I'm weird. No, no doubt. I've got my Priestess in Scorpio. So you think, oh, yeah, Priestess in Scorpio, that's a Scorpio moon. And so you say, oh, well, what type of, what's he looking for? Well, Priestess in Scorpio, what am I looking for? What do you think I'm looking for? You know, give it a guess. Yeah, you've got time. Well, I'm doing pretty well here. Let's go to royalty. This is fascinating. The royalty in Tarot holds together the zodiac. What? Yes. What they do is they hold together the signs. What am I mean by that? What's that about? Well, for example, the Queen of Wands holds together the last 10 degrees of Pisces, and all she rules all the way till 20 degrees of Aries. Okay? And after that comes the Prince of Discs, who holds together the last 10 degrees of Aries and all the up to 20 degrees of Taurus. Yes. And it goes on. And I guess I can tell you how it goes on. After that comes the... I better think. I have to think on this. I do have to think of this. The Knight of Swords. The Knight of Swords rules the last 10 degrees of Taurus and 20 degrees of Gemini. And then the Queen of Cups, the last 10 degrees of Gemini, 20 degrees of Cancer. The Prince of Wands, last 10 degrees of Cancer, 20 degrees of Leo. Then the, I've got to think carefully here. I just need to make sure I give it to you right. Otherwise, that would be terrible. let's see here. Knight of Swords. No. The Knight of Discs. The last 10 degrees of Leo. And then Yes, last 10 degrees of Leo, and 20 degrees of Virgo. Oh, the old brain is just rusty. And then the last 10 degrees of Virgo, and then the first 20 degrees of Libra is the Queen of Swords, and you don't want to mess with her. Oh, no. You never want to mess with the Queen of Swords. Never, ever, 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 ever. Never, ever. You don't. Then the Prince of Cups, from the last 10 degrees of Swords to the first 20 degrees of Scorpio, and after that you've got the Knight of Wands, the last 10 degrees of Scorpio, and the first 20 degrees of Sagittarius, and after that you've got the Queen of the Queen of Discs, last 10 degrees of Sagittarius and the first 20 degrees of Capricorn. I see it all in my head, which is a blessing, because there's other stuff I see that's not so good. No, I'm kidding. And the last 10 degrees of Capricorn is the Prince of Swords. And he's someone to, you don't want to mess with him either. Although he can be really a blessing too. Last 10 degrees. And then the 20 degrees of Aquarius, that's the Prince of Swords. And then the last 10 degrees of Aquarius and the 20 degrees of Pisces. And that's going to be the Knight of Cups. Knight or King in some decks, like the Rider-Waite deck. Okay, but Knight on the horse riding. That's what the Knight is. That's in the Crowley deck, and that's how I think Knight. Sorry. For some of you, you're going to say he's wrong. I've been wrong. Trust me. So they hold together the Zodiac. But wait, Where are the princesses? You've left out the princesses. They are so important. They're vital. They are absolutely vital. Never, ever, ever discount the princesses, because they are absolutely vital. They are carrying the seed of their element. They are not in the zodiac. They are above the earth. Yes, they are. And they rule. Well, so for example, the Princess of Discs rules, well, she rules, first of all, she rules, this is getting to be a little confusing, but just hang in there. She rules certain constellations of the zodiac. So now don't mistake this. She's kind of below them, but she also rules them. So we can say she rules Aries and Taurus and Gemini. That's the queen, or the princess of discs. And so we can say that if she's down on the ground, she's looking up and says, those are mine. Princess of discs says, that's mine. That's right there. That's Aries. That's Taurus, and that's Gemini, and those are mine. I can see those in my head. I love to look at constellations. There's nothing like it. They're much bigger than you anticipate. They're huge. And the Princess of Wands, she rules Cancer and Leo and Virgo. Yeah. And the Princess of Cups, she rules Libra and Scorpio, and she rules Sagittarius. And the Princess of Swords, what a fighter she is. What a fighter she is. She'll defend her altar till the end. And she rules Sagittarius and Aquarius and Pisces. But they also rule other things. Like what? Well, they rule quadrants of the earth. So, the Princess of Wands rules Asia. The Princess of Cups rules the entire Pacific Ocean and all the countries within them. So, Hawaii is ruled by the Princess of Cups. And all the little islands in there. But you might say, well, that's Asia. No. Asia would be China and certain countries in that Asiatic group. And you just look on a map, you'll figure it out. The Princess of Swords rules the Americas, North and South. And I'm sorry, Canada, you're part of that. You're North America. Be proud of that. You don't have to be connected with us if you don't want to be. Although we love you. I love Canada. I went to Canada once, fell in love with it, thought I could live on this Vancouver Island in this city and be happy. I love America, too. I love the United States. I love, you know, things are happening. Anyway. Shut up, Mo. Anyway. And the Queen of Discs rules Europe and Africa. That's that. Now, what good is that? What the heck good is that? What is that about? You're doing a reading and someone says, I'm thinking of moving somewhere. Where should I move? Princess of Discs. Africa. I'm just kidding. But it has worked for me. I have seen it work where you get that princess and it tells you very specifically that a good place for a person to move might be in this general area. And you go, wow, how does that work? And you of course fine tune it with other cards. I never would pull a single card and say, you know, Guadalajara. I got a Princess of Swords. So that's south, you know, in the Americas. And I had a glimpse of, you know, no, I would never do that. But you, tarot, a good tarot reading, in my opinion, should be, first of all, a little entertaining for the person who's getting it, because it's something they may not do every day. Some people might get readings every day, you know, but it should be kind of a, you know, I mean, my cards, they don't see every day because these are my cards. I used to do readings in person, and of course they didn't see my cards because I stopped doing readings in person before I designed my cards. People would have liked them because they're very different, but I created them to suit me after using the Crowley deck for 45 years. So it's based on real stuff. But when you know these things, they start to make sense. You know, the Knight of Wands can be impetuous and fiery. It's the fiery part of fire. And you know these things. It's like there's some Scorpio in him, but there's a lot of Sagittarius, you know. And you know that. And you know, if you've studied astrology, you know what that means and you know how it works. And you've got a pretty good idea of what that's about, you know. It can be very single-minded. It can be single-minded to the exclusion of other things, right? What else? What else can it be? It can be dogged in that it won't accept failure. That sort of personality won't accept failure. I'm asking the cards. They're telling me what to say. And they're right on, I think. How about the Piscean energy? A Piscean can get in their own way sometimes. At least I've noticed that in the past. They can be self-effacing. So you use these things. So let's say you're doing a reading, and in the opening of the key, what you do is you lay out these piles, and you have to say, okay, where am I going to find this person? I'm going to look for, there has to be a pile where I need to look for them. So I'll look in a pile. Let's say they're asking about romance. So you look in a pile that you're looking for them in a romance pile. And if you don't find them, you think, okay, what's another pile that might be romance that wasn't this pile? And if you don't find them, you abandon the reading. Well, if you're a professional reader and you're charging money for your readings, you don't abandon the reading, you know. I'm sorry, here's your money, or here, I'm keeping your money. Now, you can mug me if you want, or just get out. You don't do that. You have to read. But if you know, you know, if you have an idea of what you're looking for, it's kind of fascinating. I always found them. You always find them. You say, who are they? What are they about? What is the energy? And that's why this comes in so very handy. And you can really find someone. You feel them. Oh my gosh, it's just a wonderful thing. These little tidbits are really nice to know. Renee's saying, I visited Vancouver Island, Canada too. Loved it. She lives in Washington State. Oh, so she doesn't have to travel too far. She liked the boat island to the right. Oh, yeah. I did that boat island at about 11 o'clock at night. Didn't know I was going to do a boat ride. And we were going to a town called Nanaimo. And I didn't know that Nanaimo was 2 hours away by boat. And so I sat out on the deck by myself. And it was cold. And it was one of the most fantastic things I've ever done. Oh, it was nighttime. There are these islands out there. It was just fantastic. Oh, my God. It was just incredible. Oh, I love doing stuff like that. Get out there in nature. Oh, my goodness. I could have fallen overboard and no one would have ever known. But I thank goodness I didn't. And then on the way back, it was a buffet. It was wonderful. Breakfast buffet. Pamela, oh, is your deck still available for sale? It will be soon. I let it kind of, it's a site in Hong Kong. I bought a deck recently and I was surprised the tariff on it was only like $5 or $6. But I'm gonna open the shop up again. They said, why aren't your things for sale? And it's just because I let it fall apart. Once it is, I will let you know, okay? I promise. And I'll probably put my psychedelic cards up for sale too, my psychedelic Kipper cards, which are in this little pouch that I knitted. But I won't show them now because we're almost out of time here. But maybe some. I'm going to talk about Kipper cards. I love the Kipper cards. I'm still working on them. I'm going to use a program that I will be able to show you and show you what I do with them, with my cards. And I'll make them available, too, for those who want to. I'm going to try not to have it be overly expensive. But it's a thing called Make Playing Cards. And you can look it up. You can design your own cards. I highly suggest it. I've had 3 or 4 decks that I put up there for sale. And I'm going to put these cards up again. And it's cool. I mean, a lot of people bought them at one time and used them and seemed to like them. I know several people who are still using them, and it's the only deck they use. Because it's not... I designed it, and they don't have the astrological signs on them or anything, because I most people don't use them. But that's why I did those little cheat sheets last week, you know. I think they're okay. I like them. I like this card, the Three of Cups, change. You know, you can see that the three cups are the as an anemometer. I happen to be a real fan of anemometers and weather. And as you can see, it's a weather vane. So things like that. I really believe in doing that. How much do I like anemometers? This much. This is how much I love anemometers. I've got one right here. So don't ask. It's a long story. It's a very long story. So I'm not saying you should memorize this stuff. I haven't memorized, but then I've been working with Tarot for literally 60 years. 60 years. I've been dealing with this art and loving every single moment of it. And there's much more. I'm still learning new things. I'm learning new things every day, every time I open up a deck. So there. I love this stuff. And I love passing it on to you. And I'm planning on passing on a lot more. And not just about Tarot. I've gathered information for 60 years. Longer, actually, but I was just a twerpy little kid. I was 5 years old when I told my mother that religion sounded like a fairy tale, and she slapped me. I don't blame her. And my grandkids, my youngest grandchildren are 5, and I told my daughter that yesterday, and she just went, wow. She laughed, and I thought, my God, they're so young. And I thought, what was wrong with me? You know, what was wrong with me? And I don't believe, I mean, religion is important to people. And it's just we all find our own way of expressing it. That's all. That's all, I think. So, that's that. I think I've covered it pretty darn well. And if I haven't, and if you have any questions, I'm going to start doing a thing, call it the catch-up corner. Not as in mustard and ketchup. Catch up. And that is, if you have any questions that you can think of after this or whatever, if you've watched this in the after thing, the future, as it's called, then what you can do is leave those questions in the comments section of this show, and I will address them in the next show. I'll catch up. Clever, huh? Anyway, okay. Thank you so much. I love you all. I love you all so much. I wish you all peace. Get ahead of myself. And I wish you all love. And hang in there. Things are crazy right now. And we'll talk soon, okay? Okay? All right. Thank you. Thank you so much. You're very kind in the chat room. Talk to you later. See you next week. Bye.
Until next we meet, I'll be waiting for you right here in the Paisley Penny Arcade. 1, 2, 3.